Dr. Head's message on September 15th was Refreshing Our Hearts. So let's get behind that message and find out what the answer is. And Kevin, I would start by asking you to relate in Philemon how he talks about refreshing our hearts.
Good. Okay. So we talked in our last podcast a little bit about building relationships, and really this whole letter is about relationships. So when we get to this idea of refreshing our hearts, Paul is really talking about how we do that in the context of our relationships with other people. So let's kind of remember what's happening in this letter and what Paul's purpose in writing is. Paul is writing to his Christian friend Philemon. And what he's writing about is that Philemon had a slave or a servant who had run away and who was leaving him. And Paul had actually run into or met Onesimus after he ran away from Philemon. Well, Onesimus, when he meets Paul, they strike up a relationship, and Onesimus then becomes a Christian. So Paul, in relating to Onesimus, this runaway slave, realizes he is the runaway slave of his good friend Philemon, who is back in his community. So Paul is writing this letter to say to Philemon, look, I have met and I know and I'm in contact with your former slave, Onesimus. I would like for you to invite him back to your community and to your home, but not as a slave. I want you to invite him back as a free brother in Christ. So that's the whole purpose of this letter. So at the very beginning, as we talked about in the last podcast, Paul begins by focusing on the importance of our relationships. He is now moving to saying how important Philemon is to him, Paul. And he's saying that their relationship is so significant to him that he appreciates him, that Philemon inspires him, that Paul prays for him on a regular basis. And all of this is a way for Paul to say, when I think of you, when I remember you, when I pray for you, it refreshes my heart. So that's really where the concept of refreshing comes from.
Well, then that puts a totally different context on refreshing our hearts, as opposed to as we live day by day and deal with all that goes on in life, of being happy again or refreshing again.
Mm-hmm.
So we must draw a distinction when we talk about refreshing our hearts in that way, would you say?
I think so, right. So kind of your back to your question again, too, then what exactly does it mean to refresh?
Yes.
As you're talking about that? Yeah. I kind of think of it as like a respite on the journey. It is when you sit and you pause and you regain a sense of energy. It is when you're tired and you're dirty and you wash up and you feel clean again. It is when you have a new sense of desire and energy for your walk with Christ. So I think when Paul writes about this concept to Philemon, what he's saying is, you know, when I think about you, when I am inspired by you, when I pray for you, what I feel in my heart is this renewed sense of energy to live the life God has called me to live. He's telling Philemon, you are inspiring me, you are challenging me, you are encouraging me, just when I think about you and the relationship that I share with you.
Very good. And so let's draw this line for just a moment in the discussion. In the refreshing our hearts, we're really talking about our relationship with Jesus Christ for the most part. But let's talk about how we as Christians day by day can help each other and refresh each other in the sense that we live in this world today. How would you put some comments on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good question. So you're right. I mean, the core relationship we have is with Christ. It is through God, through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, as we live that life, as we live our life for Jesus Christ, we have relationships with others, and those relationships we have, whether it's in the church, whether it's in family, whether it's our friends, whether it's those in the community, those connections we have with other people, what they do for us is to undergird us, to support us, to give us strength and encouragement for the journey, for the service. So I think while our primary relationship, obviously, yes, is with God, it is the relationships we have with others that Paul is talking about to Philemon. It is his relationship with Philemon that even when he thinks about him, when he thinks about what they've shared together, when he thinks about their common purpose, when he thinks about where his life's going, his remembrances of Philemon give him encouragement and strength. That's the idea, I think, for refreshing. It is that, you know, we all go through difficult times in life and in faith. And when we get through those, or when we're in those difficult times, to have someone who is beside us, who is strengthening us, who is giving us a hand, who is patting us on the back. That's one of the things we talked about on and on in this sermon. This idea of I'm encouraging you, I'm inspiring you, I am behind you and supporting you is so helpful for the Christian journey.
Well, I think that's very good, and you put a new point on it. But it also gives us a reminder that we have the opportunity and the obligation to reach out to our brothers and sisters and find a way to give them encouragement and refreshment also.
Absolutely. I think the idea Paul has in his mind is that he has received so much from God through his faith in Jesus Christ, that what his desire then is to share that with everybody he comes in contact with, especially those who are closest to him. So it's the idea we often talk about in our church about making sure no one misses God's grace. It's that same concept. We have received that grace. We've received that encouragement, that refreshment from God. So instead of hoarding that only to ourselves, what we get to do then is when we see other people who need that kind of affirmation and encouragement and support, it is our Christian calling, I would say, to offer that kind of support and encouragement for other people.
Very, very good. Very good. Well, we hope that you've learned more about refreshing your heart, as Kevin has reminded us. And we thank you for listening, and God bless.